B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and I need to confront Ahmad about something.
Here we go again.
All right, so Saturday was Carla Palooza. It was Carla's 30th birthday bash, and we all got to go and have a good time, right? Mm-hmm. We were taking pictures. We were taking shots. We were eating good food.
Heck yeah.
There was a band. There was a DJ. I mean, it was a vibe.
It was a vibe. There was even a little snack cart that was giving elote and chicharrones out.
Yeah.
And, mind you, the snack cart had stickers that said Carla Palooza with my face on them. And everybody was like, this is so extra. And I was like, no, I didn't make them do that.
Oh, they just did that?
They did that. I thought that was
love
so
that.
Sweet.
That's cute.
But I was like,
I mean, everything was so well planned, and everything was so great. I even got to have elote with no mayonnaise in it because they were like custom making it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just had it with butter and all the seasonings, and that was fantastic.
It's so good.
And everything was great except that Ahmad didn't want me there at all.
That is not true.
Ahmad could not wait for me to leave and kept sending me these hints. I was starting to feel like, damn, okay. So first off, Ahmad's boyfriend thought that Sonic was me.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh my gosh.
He was just nervous. He was really, really nervous.
Because me and Sonic look so similar, right?
I actually need anyone who doesn't know what Sonic and Moog look like to go on B96 Chicago on Instagram. Because they don't look alike at all.
And I've met Ahmad's boyfriend multiple times.
But I'm not mad at that.
Look, I understand. He was nervous and like he probably wasn't expecting to see Sonic. He was probably expecting to see me because we work together.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to a point in the evening where I'm just having a good time. I'm having some drinks. And I don't know if it's because Ahmad sees me as like older or something.
No.
But he was like, is everything okay? And I said, yeah, everything's fine. He's like, do you need to get home to your family?
So I was like, oh my gosh.
The way you're painting this.
By the way, it's like 5:45 or 6 o'clock. It's not like 11 p.m.
Yeah, because to paint a picture, the party was only from 4 to 8.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm good. And he's like, I just want to make sure you're okay. Like, if you need to go, it's okay. And I was like, I know. I'll go when I'm ready. And he's like, okay. And a little while later, and some time passes, and then he looks at me again, and he's like, are you all right? Do you need to go? If you need to go, you can. And I was starting to think, like, oh, he doesn't want me here.
Am I
like, somehow, like, ruining the vibe for Ahmad because he's trying to turn up with his boyfriend, and here's me. For some reason, maybe I'm C-blocking his ability to have fun.
Right.
C-blocking, no.
And then I was like, all right, well, yeah, I'm going to take off in a little bit. And he goes, okay, do you want me to walk you out? I'll walk you out. And I was like, no.
This is painting me so terribly.
I said, if you're leaving, then you can walk out with me. But if you're not leaving yet, then I'm fine.
You didn't need an escort to your car.
No. And fine, this guy just kept insisting. And I was like, oh, he wants me, like, out of here.
No, here's my problem.
Uh-oh.
Listen, the tequila was flowing.
It was.
I have a problem when I'm tipsy. I turn into, like, a parent to all my friends, to whoever I'm with. And so I just want to make sure everyone's having a good time. And no one's uncomfortable. Like
a good time at their house? Because you were kicking Moog out. Instead of like, if you wanted Moog to have a good time, you would have been giving him more shots.
Carla wasn't even saying stuff like that to me. It was her party.
She's the host.
And by the way, Ahmad, I'm damn near 40 years old.
I know.
When I'm ready to leave a place, I will leave a place.
Right? I know. But I have that problem. I've had friends before where I'm like, are you good? Like, do we need to take like a bathroom break? Real quick, are you okay? And they're like, Ahmad, get the hell away from me right now.
Well, and I guess I didn't even like sense that you were tipsy.
Oh, which is crazy because I really was. I pre-gamed before the party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even get that vibe. So I was just like, man, he wants me gone.
Oh, good to know. I played that off really well. Yeah. But that's like my annoying habit while drunk. I become the parent of the group.
You know what? Sure. That's fair. My annoying habit while drunk is that I tell people I like them way more than I do. I'll be like, you're my best friend. And they're not even on top five.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I love you. And that's
I just met you.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your annoying drunk habit? Call us at 877-591-9696. Do you become everybody's mom like Ahmad?
Mm-hmm. But a drunk mom that actually doesn't know that everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you probably needed it. You probably needed mothering more than I did.
I think so.
Call now and share whatever that drunk habit is that you have. Do you get angry?
Yeah, or maybe you're the person that always needs a little snack at night.
Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe you like a snack, maybe you're a crier. Call us, 877-591-9696. B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. We want to know, what is your annoying drunken habit at 877-591-9696? Eddie in Ravenswood, part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. What up, Eddie?
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, Carla. Happy belated birthday, Carla.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good morning, Ahmad.
Oh, sorry, I didn't have my Ahmad's microphone.
Morning.
Eddie, what is your annoying drunken habit?
So, similar to Ahmad's boyfriend, Issa, where we'll kind of meet a couple times, but then drunkenly I'll forget that we're acquaintances already. And I'll start reintroducing myself to them as if we're brand new. But the problem is, it rolls into, we start making plans together, and then 3 weeks later, my phone's blowing up, like, hey, are we going to go do that thing that you agreed to? I'm like, I don't remember agreeing to any of that.
You're like, also, I don't even know who you are. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you know what? At least you can use the excuse of reintroducing yourself to them. Like, oh, I was drunk. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't remember people's names sober.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
That's true.
Drunken amnesia is a real thing, though, where you're like, who did I meet last night? Man, I was really chatting up with that person. I don't even know their name.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's the absolute worst, because then, you know, you start making plans, and all of a sudden, later on, you're like, wait. Again, I didn't agree to any of this. What the heck? Who is this?
Oh, now I'm starting to think that's how we became friends, Eddie. You accidentally invited me to something, but you were wasted.
You know, it's blossomed to something good, though, Mo.
There you go. That's very sweet.
She didn't deny it.
Yeah. All right, Eddie. Thank you for that, and have a great day, okay?
All right, take care, guys.
Yeah. Wait, what is your annoying drunken habit? I think we all have that thing. We've been out drinking, and, you know, for me, I tell everybody that I love them.
Dude, I have so many annoying drunk habits.
What's the worst?
The worst? At first, I thought that the worst would be that I never know when to leave a party, but I could be fun. I think the worst one for me is that I get real generous when I drink.
Mm.
And suddenly, I'm in the middle of Taco Bell.
Ah.
Saying, I'll get everyone's tacos.
Oh, no.
I'll get everyone's tacos.
Taco Bell on me, which, if this was 10 years ago, would have been great. Now it's expensive.
I have vivid memories of doing this in college.
Yeah. See, that would have been the time to do it.
And
not now.
I was broke in college, but I had my first credit card.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's just an endless supply of money that you can think about later.
Yep. There was this Taco Bell on Apache Road. That saw me many times.
Nice.
R.I.P. Taco Bell on Apache Road.
I think I might still be there.
Well, but you're not.
I'm not, for sure.
And you're not spending all that money at Taco Bell anymore.
No one gets free food from me anymore.
No. Well, good morning. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. Hey, coming up at 7 o'clock, your first chance to win Ariana Grande tickets. We'll let you hear our Ariana montage, right? It's B96 with Jason Derulo.